We've got the Mayor Dolby's joining us. Post,
good morning.
Good news from the federal government. They must like you, Derek.
Yeah, hey, there's someone out there that does. No,
big check from the government.
Yeah, the Biden bucks, hey. No, we had a pretty great news coming from the American Rescue Plan. I mean, I think that what the news is reporting, a lot of cities are kind of surprised, and it's unbelievable some of the resources that are coming. I think part of it because it's such a big number, and I think part of it is that cities are just so accustomed to getting cut and cut and cut from the state and federal government, and trying to, you know, after making cuts of their own, you know, scrape the bone to continue to provide essential services to their residents, that, you know, when we get a stimulus amount that high, that it's really, you know, really shocking. So, you know, the city of Jackson is going to be receiving to the tune of $32 million because of the American Rescue Plan, and that the as part of the President Biden's $1 trillion stimulus effort. So we're going to use that to help stimulate the local economy and help slingshot us out of the pandemic and rebuild that momentum that we had before last March.
So does that go in your account or Shane Laporte's?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's I'm told it's coming in chunks, but you know, the money should be here fairly soon. I think what we're going to do, similar to the recovery money that we received last year, the CDBG CD funds, we had some conversations among staff of how we could use that and how we wanted to use it, and then kind of put that out for public comment, and received a lot of public comment about it. Of course, we used those funds for rental assistance, keeping people in their homes during the pandemic, foreclosure prevention, water utility shutoff prevention. These funds, I think, are going to be a lot more flexible, so we'll be able to use those for a variety of activities, and I've kind of initially just kind of laid out a couple of legs of the stool here of first and foremost kind of shovel ready projects, working to rebuild our infrastructure, rehab some of our aging parks infrastructure as well. We've already been having conversations about the playgrounds at Loomis Park, Exchange Park, Rotary Park, things like that. You know, fixing our streets would be nice. Using some of those funds, I think, as a so infrastructure kind of being the first leg of that stool, the second leg being kind of making sure that we use some of those funds to continue to provide essential services. The pandemic has really hurt our income tax revenue, so we got to make sure that while we check some of the things off of the wish list, that we're continuing to provide those essential services, police, fire, all of the work that we do downtown at City Hall for the residents. And then third, I think, are some of those bigger ticket items that we haven't been able to provide as a city, or I think we've been working towards, but an injection of stimulus dollars of this magnitude would allow us to really come together as a community and talk about how we pull all of the pieces together, all of the partners together, as, you know, city leaders, to really guide a conversation around what we can do to secure greater housing stability. And that's something that we've been starting with the United Way, with the Ethnos project of figuring out how we build the pipeline towards housing stability, which ultimately secures greater financial stability for some of the residents that we have here in town.
So you said flexibility. Is there a time frame of spending that money, or can you save some for future debacles?
So I think that the money has to be spent before 2024, so we do have a little bit of time. I would assume that council and the administration would use a good portion of it to kind of set some things on the right path, and then, as you said, kind of save some of those resources for future unforeseen circumstances as a result of the pandemic. I think that the city has done a good job navigating the pandemic. We've done a good job working with kind of local and regional partners to that effect. And, you know, it's not the city alone that's got us through it. It's the, you know, nonprofit leaders that we have here, the businesses that are strong and resilient. So, you know, the whole community's come together to kind of pull through. And I think that while we've done a really good job at that, I think it's going to still be hard for a long time because of some of the regulations that are going to be lifting, the moratoriums on evictions, so on and so forth, are still going to have an impact for months and maybe years to come.
Well, I'm sure you're going to get plenty of suggestions what to do with that money.
We always do. We always do.
Wow. $32 million. That's a lot.
Yeah. And it's good timing because it allows us to, we're going to be going through, obviously, the budgetary process, coming up with our budget for the next fiscal year. So it's very appropriate timing for us to be talking about budget priorities as well as spending priorities for the stimulus dollars.
So your State of the City address tonight, did you record that before you got this check in the mail?
I did, but don't tell anybody.
Okay. That's going to be on tonight at 6 o'clock. Can you give us a little preview?
Yeah, you know, we kind of talk about, as with most State of the Cities, taking a moment to reflect on the past year of activity and progress, and then generally setting some markers off in the distance for what we're going to hopefully be working towards and accomplishing in the year to come. I think this one in particular, and obviously we did a digital State of the City because of the concerns about the pandemic, but I think this one in particular is unique just because we had such, on top of all of the traditional work that we undertake as a city, we did all that within the context of a international pandemic, and it gave some interviews yesterday. I mean, it makes you incredibly proud as mayor, just as a resident, of what we were able to do as a community despite going through the largest public health crisis in the last century. I always go back through my last State of the City in advance of the subsequent one to kind of check the boxes and work through some of the projects. And we got a lot done, you know, opened the King Center. We went through one of the biggest things last year going through summer was the racial strife in response to the George Floyd murders and the protests that came because of that. And I think that the work that the city undertook as a result showed that we're, you know, listening. We want to work towards greater racial justice and equity in the city, and that's why we created the Chief Equity Officer, the Department of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, the Racial Equity Commission. We just passed the Fair Chance Housing Ordinance. So, you know, we've been doing a lot since then to continue the work in that arena. And another thing I think I touch on is how even despite the pandemic, we were able to help open up new businesses downtown and big projects, big ticket items, housing projects downtown. So we had a tough year, but an incredible amount of progress. And I think that stands as a testament to just the grit of this community and the people here.
Crazy year, to say the least.
It sure was. So in 2021 started off a little crazy. Seems like it's...
Wait, have you heard from the Attorney General yet?
Yeah, but anything can happen.
Oh. So that's on your website. That's on YouTube, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that'll be posted on all of the city's streaming services, social networks, and our website this evening. So
probably be on
excited
CNN.
About that. Yeah, they'll probably air it on CNN. Sure, it's short. You know, it's a lot shorter. So Aaron succeeded in cutting me down to 10 minutes or so. But I think we didn't really recap much of. Laid out some policy objectives going into 2021, but what we kind of said was we look forward to continuing the conversation with people throughout the rest of this year and being a lot more vocal and out there about some of the things that we're working on. So, you know, we hope people can stay tuned to our social media networks, our YouTube pages, and right here with Greg O'Connor for the latest and greatest breaking news from the city of Jackson.
Absolutely. We'll keep you updated. Derek, thanks. Happy St. Patrick's.
Hey, you too.